Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Loop Plus came out of work that I do exploring what kinds of sounds different communities like to make with their voices and how they can explore the sounds they make when they have some of the kind of restrictions that we normally put on using the voice in performance removed. So, you know, this is a culture of the voice here in Ireland, and people really appreciate vocal expression, but we all also know that sometimes singing in quotation marks well, or different kinds of stage speech, are forms of performance that aren't accessible to everybody for a whole kind of range of reasons. I find it really interesting when we work with different communities to work out what kinds of sounds they like to make when they're not required to sing beautifully or speak beautifully, and to give them space and time and a strategy for exploring those sounds together and making experiences from them. So what Loop Love does is, Loop Love is a sculpture and it's interactive. It has microphones, it has speakers. There are 4 microphones and 5 speakers. I'll explain why in a second. And what it does is it captures the voices of people 16 and up with mild to moderate learning disability, captures them and echoes them back. So, and that came from, the reason we do that is because we did a long series of workshops where I make work for specific demographics. I always workshop and explore what we might do with that demographic before we make a final piece. So the sculptor Alex Pentec, the digital and sound artist Jeff Weider, and I participated in workshops where we explored different voice exercises and voice play and voice performance with people with mild to moderate learning disability. And then we developed this experience out of what they seemed to like to do in common the most during those workshops, which was play with different ways of having their voices echoed, and in groups and singly and together. So it can sound kind of abstruse or kind of abstract when I talk about it like this. But essentially, you know, people approach the sculpture, they make sounds into the microphones, and those sounds are looped back and echoed back in a series of 7 echoes. And those come back about 1 second after each other. And what that means is that when they're working together, all the different sounds blend into a kind of soundscape.
And in terms of developing the name and coming up with the name Loop Love, I suppose it kind of, that question answers itself based on your explanation there, doesn't it?
Our demographic seemed to love looping. They just loved it. We explored different kinds of looping. We explored, looping is used in pop music all the time now. It's used in beatboxing. It's used in all kinds of different musics to create, you know, backing tracks and to amplify certain kinds of sounds and create rhythms. But this demographic was really creative with looping. They sometimes would create weatherscapes so we could talk about, let's say it's a rainy day, and they could create weatherscapes with Foley sounds, or they might tell stories with looping and echoing. And sometimes they like to just straight up sing a song that they like and hear it coming back to themselves in an echoed way, or tell jokes, or explore the sounds of laughter, or the sounds of different emotions. So Loop Love is accompanied by expert voice facilitators who really try to work out how the four people who are using Loop Love at any given time, what they're interested in, and how they can create a really interesting soundscape together and stimulate them to do that.
How important, Yvonne, was the feedback from the pilot program? I know it took place at Cope Foundation. How important How important was it to roll it out as a pilot and get that feedback?
Super important. Super important. And there are things that make... I've done work like this for different demographics before. So I have a different sculpture that was designed, interactive sculpture, that was designed for people with very severe and complex intersecting disability. And many of those people in that demographic had vocal control, but not a lot of control of other parts of their body. They could find it very difficult to, for example, manipulate objects and things. And the kinds of soundscapes they create and what they were interested in was just totally different. So you really, one of the delights of this work is like trying to work out what for this specific demographic. And it's a wide demographic. You know, people with mild to moderate learning disability are not one thing. It's a hugely diverse range of people. And people always, of course, are diverse in personality as well, you know, and are diverse in taste. So, it's super important to find kind of common ground where that demographic can explore their creative space at the right pace and time. So even the shape of the sculpture, its height, how it works, were all designed with our learning in mind from the initial workshops that we gave at the Cope Foundation. It has lots of subtle characteristics that wouldn't be obvious from the outside right away that were developed because of how people worked during our workshops in order to make it easy for the widest array of people to access the experience.
And take us through now the experience at Cork Opera House. It's on, of course, the 20th of April. So give us a kind of explosive flavour of how that'll take form.
Sure. So people with mild to moderate learning disability who are 16 plus can contact Cork Opera House or their loved ones can and obtain a ticket. Tickets are free. When people arrive at the Opera House, the ticket holder, the person who will be using Loop Love, can bring loved ones if they like. Plenty of people with mild to moderate learning disability live alone and are independent or live independently. So there may well be many people that also don't bring loved ones or that may bring loved ones for fun, because they just want to have some friends there. So they'll arrive at the entry of the Opera House, the main doors, and there will be a welcome table there. We'll have a picture of Loop Love so that people who've seen it online will recognize where they are. And we'll have one or two ushers at the front door that check them in. The experience is fully accessible. So there is an elevator going up to the space where we'll be working if people have mobility needs. And can't use stairs, for example, and an usher will escort people to either the elevator or the stairs as they prefer and take them up to our arrival space where they will formally check in and be shown around. There in the arrival space, there's some quiet spaces because some people with mild to moderate learning disability, just like people that don't identify as mild to moderate learning disability, also may have a neurodiverse characteristics that mean that they would like to have and have the security of having a quiet space around that they can retreat to if they find that they want that during the experience. So we show people where the quiet spaces are. We show them where the ear defenders are. Should they want those, we show them where the toilets are, and then they meet their animator, their vocal facilitator. So they'll be working with either Saoirse or Eva, our fabulous vocal facilitators. The vocal facilitator and their personal usher will bring the small group that they're with, that's four users at a time, and their loved ones, into the elbow room. The elbow room is the room that many people might have seen, it protrudes from the side of the opera house. It's a glassed-in room, and it overlooks the River Lee. And so if you look up at the side of the opera house, the side with the murals on it that faces the river, you can see the elbow room right there, sort of. It's kind of like a glassed balcony overlooking the river. And we're using the elbow room because it's nice and private. This experience is for up to four sound makers at a time. And we want people to have a nice, intimate experience where they are really hearing their own sounds in their small group. And we found that this size of group is a really good size for this kind of experience.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.